there be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me, and let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life, there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me, let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Just during the summer when my girls are off school. So Yeah, I just go there for a couple months in the summer to get all of my inspiration, and then I come back to the Rocky Mountains where I ground myself and begin all of my new ideas.
Oh, that's great. So let me just tell our listeners a little bit about you. Velva Dawn is an amazing goddess herself, and she is a goddess expert. Velva Dawn is passionate about sharing the ancient wisdom of the divine feminine to heal souls that are ready for a change. She is the author of Ancient Secrets of the Goddess, a spiritual adventure and reference tool where Velva Dawn shares her personal experience in this channeled book, which is now available at Balboa Press, Amazon.ca, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. This book brings them through the words of 33 goddesses. Who knew there were so many goddesses? It's amazing. In Velva Dawn's book, each goddess is associated with a healing crystal, which you may use to amplify the healing quality that represents each goddess. Velva Dawn is an intuitive, an author, an inspirational speaker, a natural health practitioner. She is an angel therapy practitioner, an angel therapy medium, past life healer, reflexologist, aromatherapist, crystal healer, and Reiki practitioner. Velva Dawn was the first to complete the 2011 mentorship coaching program with intuitive counselor Colette Baron-Reed. Yay! Which I'm just finishing the Envision process, the program with Colette myself, and doing the certification in that. So it's so exciting. And you do so many different things, much like I do. I think those of us in the healing field tend to do a lot of different things, don't you think?
I do think. It's like until we find exactly that path, we sort of take all of these courses along the way, and then we combine everything into our treatments with people, and they get a real treat from us, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And you have a very unique and special program, the Goddess Healing Matrix System, and you offer teaching certifications on four different levels with that program. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is correct. Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. So what it is the first level is called the Higher Priestess Practitioner Level 1. And what that is it's the first 10 goddesses in my book, Ancient Secrets of the Goddesses. So, you're given the workbook a couple months in advance and a bag of crystals to go with the workbook. And then you complete it, and you come to the retreat center or wherever I'm teaching the course, and I spend 30 hours with you. It's a trademarked program. Actually, Colette Baron-Reed helped me think of the name, the Goddess Healing Matrix, which I was very grateful for because I really understand what it means now. And then there's a level 2, which is the next 10 goddesses in my book, and you also have to do some practicals in that level. And then the third level is the Goddess Master level. And it's the last 13 goddesses in my book. And then the last level is the certified instructor level, and it's by invitation only. So if I feel that you have the qualities that represent what I would like you to teach in the program, then I invite you to spend 3 full days. And we really do 3 days of 13 different channeled meditations. So it's a really, they're all really powerful levels, but that last one really knocks your socks off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And so how long is each level basically to sort of take the level and then go through and then say if you want to go to the next level?
So what I do is, I like people to have at least 3 months to work on the workbook because it's really deep work. And I find that when people get into it, a lot of emotions come up and they start shedding, those old negative patterns between their own relationship and their family and their friends. And then, like I said, we spend 4 days together. So, there's 30 hours that we spend together to complete the certification.
And then during those 3 months when people are doing their workbook and their homework, do they have support, somehow from your teachers or from yourself if they get to a place where, say, you know, they're doing really deep work and they need some kind of emotional support or some help to work through things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. Yes, and I tell them that. I have a secret group on Facebook, an alumni group, and they can post on there. And then I check in with them and, you know, see, yep, so they definitely can get a hold of me. And I even will do some energy work on them, too, if they need. So, yeah, there's lots of support.
Oh, that's great. Because, you know, 3 months is – that's a sizable amount of time. And, that would be a question that I would ask, you know, is there support if, you know, I come to a place where I'm really feeling overwhelmed or have a, you know, question, I get stuck on something or things like that. So that's really great that you, you and your team are there to support people going through the program.
Mm-hmm.
And when does your program for level one begin, your next class?
So the next class for level one begins in September. I think it's September 11th to the 14th, and it's at Inner Tranquility. So I have a retreat center here on our three-generational ranch, and it's totally secluded. Of course, all our land is gridded with crystals, and then I've gridded the retreat center with crystals, excuse me, and so really, I feel it's important, like, for the students to just completely zone out and not connect to anybody but themselves at the retreat center. So it will be there in September at the retreat center in Longview, Alberta, and then I have another level one the first week in December in Oxbow, Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's great. So there's two opportunities coming up here in the near future for people to really get immersed in your program.
Yes.
That's
great. Yes, there's only a few spots left for September because I usually only take 10 people, and I think we're already at 8 people registered. It's really picking up. People are really feeling the call to do the really deep healing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fantastic. And 10 is such a small group that the experience must be absolutely amazing and transformational for those 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important. Like, I feel, you know, I know the group size is going to increase, but I feel as a teacher, for me, it's about quality, not quantity. So I make sure as we're answering each question in the workbook, you know, I tune in to that person. I feel their chakras, you know, with my energy, and I do healing work on each person as we answer each question. So you get a lot of one-on-one healing from me, which I feel is really important, and I so love doing that. It's such an important part of the process for me.
Oh, that's great. The program I'm in right now is 60 people, and even though it's 60 people, we do get lots of attention from the instructor. But people who have listened to my show the last couple of weeks know that I'm in the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. But for those of you who are new to the show, I am in Rees's certification program right now. And though it's 60 people, we still get a lot of hands-on, but certainly not as much with, you know, only 10 people in the group. So that's really, really amazing. And our chat room is starting to fill up, so I just want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. We have a really nice group of people that meet in the chat room, and they're really supportive of each other, and it's fun. It's really great. So Velvet Dawn, is the information for your up-and-coming workshops on your website?
Yes. Yeah, it is on my website, and it's also on my Facebook page, too.
Okay. And, what is your Facebook page? I'm sorry. How does people find you on Facebook?
So, yeah, the public one is Velvet Dawn, the Goddess Healing Matrix System, and then my website is www.velvetdawn.com.
That's great. So you guys, check out Velvet Dawn's website. Check out her Facebook page. She makes some really phenomenal posts, and you can go on and see some of the pictures of her past students and past groups, and you can, you know, sort of see pictures of the ranch there. If I'm correct, I'm pretty sure I've seen those pictures out there. Mm-hmm. And it's just an amazing place, and I hope myself to get there one day soon. So we do already have a caller on the line. Last week the switchboard was so, oh my, there's several callers on the line. Last week the switchboard was so crazy, I couldn't even take all the callers. So I basically did not do a show last week. I just did readings because it was, I don't know why, the switchboard was just cuckoo last week. It was fine, and it worked out perfectly because I didn't really have a big show planned last week. So Spirit knew, I guess, and filled up the switchboard. So, Velvet Dawn, now you're going to be doing pulling goddess cards for people tonight. Is that correct?
Yes. So, yes, I want to do that, and I just want everyone to know that I'm using my upcoming deck. It's called Awakening of the Divine Feminine Oracle Cards, and I am publishing them through my own publishing company. So I'm hoping to get those out of print in the fall of 2014. So I'm going to be drawing a card for each person from that deck.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is so exciting. I didn't know you had a new deck coming out.
Mm-hmm. It's been in the works for a couple of years, so, yeah.
That's fantastic. You're doing so many creative things. You know, I just saw that you have brand new goddess canvases that have just arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, they're large size. Were they, I'm sorry, I forget the size, 20-something by 30-something or...
Yeah, they're 24 by 36.
Right. Yeah, they're really beautiful. So if you guys haven't seen those, go on Velvet Dawn's Facebook page because I know there are pictures posted of some of the goddess canvases there. And those are pictures of the goddesses that Velvet Dawn has created, which are all in your book. Is that right?
And these are my oracle cards.
Oh, perfect. So these are the new cards that are coming out.
Yes, these are it. These are the images.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. It's so exciting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, before, I want to talk, a little bit about, too, your goddess girl power things with your group, the workshops that you do with your moms and things like that, because I think it's so important when we can, share this kind of work with our kids, with our daughters, because when we start them young, they have such a better chance to have a quality life. And so it's really beautiful that you are working with moms and daughters. It's really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you before we open up the callers, though, for someone who's never worked with a goddess before or, sort of has the idea like, well, what do you do with goddess energy? Or I don't feel like a goddess. What benefits would they have working with the goddess energy, or how could somebody maybe relate that maybe doesn't feel like a goddess herself?
Good question. Okay, so everyone has the divine feminine, which is the goddess energy within you, every man, every woman, every child, because we all have the feminine and the masculine within our soul. So what I find when I start working with people who come through my program is they don't feel like a goddess. And I had a man go through the program. He's actually going to go right through and probably be a teacher. And it was really interesting because I don't see people now as male or female. I just resonate with their souls. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm doing with that divine feminine energy is we're going into the heart space and we're healing some wounds from past lives that are affecting you in this lifetime, and sometimes you're not even aware that they're affecting you. And it also heightens your intuition. It increases your intuition, but it also makes you connect to parts of yourself that you had recently shut down. And so many times, if there's been sexual abuse in your life, you will shut down that goddess flame because you don't want to shine light too brightly. You don't want to have your power too big. You don't want to draw attention to yourself. So what I would say is, if you're not feeling like a goddess at this moment, you know, there's several tools that I teach and that I can give you to begin loving yourself, because that's really where it all begins. I really get people to do a lot of work with Mother Mary, because Mother Mary helps you open your heart chakra. And I've created an essence. It's called the Infinite Love Essence. And it has the energy of Mother Mary and the rose quartz crystal and the rose oil. And I have you draw a heart on your chest in the morning before you get dressed and look into the mirror and say, I love you, 3 times for 21 days, because this will create a new cycle in your life, and it will, you know, awaken that part of yourself that you have not loved in a long time.
Wow. That, you know, it sounds like, and I feel like that everybody could really benefit from this, you know, because I myself, there have certainly been times in my life where I've thought, well, I'm not a goddess. You know, and because for me, it's like a goddess feels like, I'm trying to think of, I can't think of the movie star's name. It's an older movie star. But anyway, I don't know, somebody like Zsa Zsa Gabor, or that's really dating myself now. Or, you know, who would be a goddess in these days? Angelina Jolie, maybe.
Yeah, I don't, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, yeah, type of goddess, yeah, sure.
Katy Perry's actually singing about the goddesses in her music right now. She's talking about Aphrodite and Isis,
that's
and
right.
they're tapped in.
That's right. You know, I know that because I know the words to her songs, but didn't connect.
Yes.
Oh, that's really fantastic. And, you know, we look at Katy Perry and we think, well, she's fun, she's spontaneous, she's always got crazy color hair, and that may not be a type, you know, a type that we would consider having a goddess energy, but she really does it.
Yeah, she really does, and that's why she's so successful, because she's bringing her music from her heart space, and she's connecting to the heart space of everyone else, and that's really what I'm doing in this work, too, is, you know, in my book, I'm just going to share this with you quickly, because it'll make more sense to some people. So in my book, in the contents, there is 33 goddesses, and in, so the first goddess is Isis, and her healing quality is balance. So she helps you bring balance into your life. Mother Mary is the next goddess, and she helps you with self-love. So out of all 33 goddesses, I've given each goddess a healing quality, and this healing quality is ignited within your soul, within your chakras, you know, within your physical, spiritual, and emotional body when you start doing this work. So you start shifting on many different levels so that you will feel like a goddess by the time you're done.
So if you... whether or not you feel like Katy Perry or you feel like Lucille Ball or whatever character you can relate yourself to, this work is really can bring the best out in everyone, whether you are a woman or a man.
That's right.
Yeah, because, you know, really the time that we're moving into, you know, this age of Aquarius and the energy that we're moving into astrologically, this is perfect timing for this work, because it is about ushering in the divine feminine right now. And, you know, like the Dalai Lama says, the Western women are going to save the world. Well, I feel it's the Western, the divine energy and the divine feminine, perhaps, of the Western women, which can also include men, is, you know, what's going to really usher in this new time of the Age of Aquarius, the peaceful time that we're all, you know, looking forward to. But that doesn't mean you have to wait to have peace. You should have peace in your life every day. And the goddess system is a great way to learn to become peaceful with yourself. Working with the heart is such an amazing gift and tool, because so many of us, as Velvedon mentioned, you know, are acting or living our lives out of a place of a wound. And when you live from the place of a wound, often you are living in a place of fear, and your actions are coming from that place. And our life could be such a better quality on such a deep level when we act from a place of trust and feel our heart and explore it and know even if you have a wounded past, you can heal it and you can learn to create this wonderful life and bring wonderful people into your life where that those things don't happen anymore. I know it's possible because so many people, you know, have heard my story before where I've been raped twice. I was held at gunpoint as hostage. I was strangled. I was abused as a child. And here I am speaking with you guys every week. Because, you know, I've done a lot of heart work, and I think it's so important. So I really encourage you guys all out there to take a look at this and think about healing your heart. If you have anything that's going on, you know, it's a great thing. So, Velvet Dawn, we have some callers on the line. Would you like to take a couple of callers?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, great. Well, the first call is a Skype call, so I'm not sure where they're calling from, so we'll just bring them in and see who we have on the line. Hi, this is Cynthia.
Hi.
I'm Velvet Dawn. Who are we talking to?
Hello, my name is Patricia. Thank you for doing a reading for me. I appreciate it very much.
Hi, Patricia. You're welcome. And where are you calling from, Patricia?
Well, I'll just say the Southwest.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, yeah, no problem at all. So is there something, a particular area that you are looking for clarification for tonight, or would you just like Velvet Dawn to choose a goddess card for you?
Well, yes, there's something that has happened to me. I'll be very quick about it. And all three things have happened in the same area. As I go to the place where I pick up my work at this office building, one day I saw at the corner of my eye Mother Mary standing there at the
beautiful
corner, right in the nook of that building. And I looked again and I didn't see her, but I know I saw her. And then not long after that, I was meditating in bed. And the image that came to me was right there in that nook at the office building, a big pumpkin, orange pumpkin as big as the building. And then the image went away. And then not long after that, I was going back to the place of work to pick up some work. And I saw a woman walking her little baby infant. And I was in my car. She was outside walking, of course. And the baby smiled at me. And all this is taking place right there in that little nook area of the office complex. So what's going on in that in the energy field of that area?
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Well, I'm going to let Velvet Dawn speak about that and with the Mother Mary, but I just want to say that the pumpkin, when a pumpkin shows up, typically, that is a symbol of wealth and prosperity.
Oh, this is as big as the building. It was a
wow.
It was a big, big orange, bright orange pumpkin, and I just loved looking at it. And then it went away, of course, because it was a meditation. but it appeared, you know, in my third eye area.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really amazing. All right, Velvet Dawn, what can you share out of that?
Wow. So I'm just smiling from ear to ear because before, Patricia, you had said which goddess you saw, I drew a card for you, and the card was Iseult. And the healing quality for Iseult, she's a Celtic goddess, and her healing quality is infinite self-love. So in the work that I do, Mother Mary is sort of the first goddess that I work with to begin opening the heart center, and then Iseult comes in the third level of what I teach, and she brings you to the infinite self-love. So pretty interesting that you saw Mother Mary. Like, that is such a beautiful miracle. So what I'm getting with all this, Patricia, is that you are doing some deep work with your heart chakra right now that is that there have been some changes in your life that you have been going through. Some of them you did not see coming. And I feel when I'm tapping into your physical body, your solar plexus, your power center, it feels a bit contracted, that there's been some stress. Now, has there been some stress in your work, in the work area that you're talking about?
Well, kind of. It's kind of sporadic. I never know what's coming. We work on different projects. I love it because I get to set my own hours, and I talk to a lot of people. So I do communicate a lot, which I love doing. So. Okay.
Because what I'm feeling, too, is that I did pick up that, you know, you don't always know what's coming. And Mother Mary is around to me, too. I love what you said, Cynthia, about the pumpkin. And what I also, what it said to me is that the pumpkin has seeds in it. So to me and the baby is that right now is your part of helping birth this process of the Divine Feminine through your work. So are you connecting, are you doing healing work through your words in your work?
I seem to feel like, I mean, this is like marketing, so I'm not doing healing through it. But when I talk to people, I feel like I'm putting them at ease and they're listening a little bit more and very calm and compassionate towards these people. I notice that if I have a call that is kind of irate, I can usually calm it down and we can see eye to eye towards the end of the call. So it's that type of healing that I, you know, am putting forth. But it's a business. I mean, this is business work. It's not, you know, I'm not doing healing. And I'm not, I can be a healer, but I don't do anything like that as a profession.
Okay, so Mother Mary is working through you. Okay, she wants you to know that. So you saw her, and I think maybe whether you, if you're conscious of it now, but she's been with you ever since you were a little girl, and she's been around you and working through you. So she was just showing up, affirming you that I'm here and I'm working through your words. So she sort of stands behind you, and I just want you to kind of take note when you go to work next time. Just invoke her or ask her to be around you, and you'll feel like this gentle, warm energy behind your back. She's been there the whole time. Have you felt that energy before?
Yeah, sometimes I feel something behind me and like kind of brushing my neck a little bit.
It's
or
her.
Touching my hand.
Yeah. And if you ever feel drops of water, like on your feet or your hands, and you look up and you're thinking, where did this water come from? That is her giving you a sign, or a ladybug. Sometimes you'll see a ladybug in places that they shouldn't be, or you'll smell the scent of a rose. So she's really, you are a healer, is what she's saying. You are doing healing work in the profession that you're in right now, because you naturally are a very loving, gentle soul, and she is helping you fill up your cup when you become depleted too. So remember to call on her, like when you go to bed. So I want to give you a little bit of homework. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I want you to go and buy a pink rose for yourself. Okay, so if you can do that tomorrow, I want you to buy a pink rose, and I want you to put it on your nightstand. And I want you just to allow that, the energy of that pink rose, to fill your heart up at night, because you are doing a lot of diffusing of energy throughout the day and the work that you're doing, and you are creating a new paradigm in the marketing industry that's created from the heart, because that's where you're living your life from. So you are creating really big shifts, and that's what the pumpkin represents too, is the wealth, but also the seed of this new paradigm that we're creating through the Divine Feminine of the heart space. So you are doing amazing work, Patricia. So I just want to thank you, because I can really feel how big your heart is and how expanded it is. And keep doing what you're doing, because you are helping all of us on the planet become one and living from the heart space. So thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you for that confirmation. I appreciate your kind words. That's so very lovely. So what you're saying is this work that I'm doing, just keep doing it, because I keep going back and forth. I'm like, do I need a new job? Or, and then something keeps telling me no, keep speaking to these people, and no matter, you know, just extend your kindness to every call that you make. So,
And ask for clarification, you know, to Patricia. Ask Mother Mary to give you the clarification that if it is time for you to close that door and open another door, that she will lead you, she'll lead you in that way. And that's the thing with working with the goddess energy, is their energy is very efficient and very, very loving. So when you start working with her, which you already are, just give her permission to, you know, show you the way, you know, if this isn't your path. But I feel like right now it is your path, but you may meet somebody along your path who is going to take you into more of a healer business, okay? So just keep your eyes open in the next 6 to 8 months and just, you know, see who crosses your path and what opportunities come forth for you, because there will be some changes for you, but they're going to be very positive, and you're going to have a really strong past life connection with the person that you end up working with in your next career.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. You made my whole year.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And I totally agree with all of that, Velvet Dawn. And, you know, with the pumpkin showing up at the workplace is an interesting thing that is connected to money, and the seeds can represent growing new things. And then seeing the baby smiling, it's all fantastic. So congratulations, Patricia. You've got a wonderful 6 to 8 months to look forward to.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks. You too. Oh, isn't that fabulous? Oh, my gosh, that was so amazing.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Loved that. Loved all of her signs.
Yeah, that really was beautiful. I knew that she was the right person at the right time to call and speak with you. How perfect is that? And what a blessing to see Mother Mary in the corner of her eye and all those symbols. You know, I speak about this a lot on my show, you know, to say to people, pay attention to the things around you, because spirit gives us messages all the time, but so often we're so busy either, you know, running from one thing to the next, or our mind has got a million things going on, have to pick up the kids, have to do dinner, have to, you know, whatever, all the things that we think about during the day, got to get that project for work done. And we often miss the synchronicities and the symbols that can really bring us amazing things in our life when we pay attention to them. Mm-hmm. So I congratulate Patricia for, you know, really tuning in and paying attention. And we do have more callers on the line, but we still have a couple of lines open. If anybody would like to call in and speak with Velvet Dawn tonight, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. And I just want to remind everyone where they can find us when we're off Blog Talk Radio, because so many times with my show, I have so much to say, I run out of time and forget to tell people where to find me. But myself, like Velvet Dawn, is just my name, CynthiaFontaine.com. I am on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.intuitive is how you find my public page. I'm on Twitter, Pinterest. Go on my website, and all the social media links are there. That's the best place. And if you would like to set up a session with me, again, go through the website. There's lots of information on there. It tells you about me and so forth. And Velvet Dawn's website, www.velvetdawn.com, VelvaDawn.com. And is that the best way to reach you, Velvet Dawn, through the website or email, phone? What's the best way for people to contact you?
They can email me, too, at velvetdawn@velvetdawn.com.
Perfect. That's great. I've found it to the point where I literally get I probably average 500 emails a day now, and I just have found that for me, sometimes I miss emails if people aren't in my contact request form, in my contact. So I have people send me a contact request from the website because that goes right into, like, my Hotmail box, you know, where it's important messages, because otherwise I never see emails that if people aren't friends with me on, you know, contacts. So anyway, so if you have questions or if you're interested in Velvet Dawn's program, you can email her, go on her website and to look for, get more information there. And just tell us, Velvet Dawn, just briefly, how has the Divine Feminine helped heal you before we take our next caller?
So the Divine Feminine, so I was adopted when I was a young girl, and I always, on my birthday, I would have this hole in my heart, and I would feel abandoned and alone. Even though I had very loving adopted parents, I had this wound, and nothing that I did seemed to fill this wound. So I went to Hawaii, and I was overlooking the ocean, and I just, Mother Mary had came, and she had guided me to do a channeled meditation for children who felt abandoned or adults. And so I did the Mother Mary meditation, and I have that recorded. I have quite a few guided meditations that I've recorded, and they come with crystal kits, so you have everything that you need all at once. But so in connecting with Mother Mary, she really helped me heal that wound of abandonment. And when I looked into it, a lot of it was past life attachments that I brought through into this lifetime. So she helped me heal that. And, you know, Aphrodite, I worked with her in helping healing the date rape and sexual abuse that I had as a child. You know, and Pele has helped me stand in my power, you know, really not be afraid to speak my truth. Bridget has also helped me bring all aspects of myself together so that I can share my wisdom through my words and my channelings. And really, the biggest thing that they've helped me do is move into my heart space. That's mm-hmm. the biggest blessing that I've received from the Divine Feminine, is really, you know, having compassion for others, but also for myself, and really following my heart and not following my mind. So if my heart tells me, you know, okay, you've got to go to Sedona again, I just go ahead and plan it. And I know that, you know, the people to watch my children, the money, all of that will come forth because I've made that decision from my heart space.
Right, so, right. And I agree, and I find the same, that when you make a commitment from the heart space, the universe will support that commitment. Again, like you say, whether it's the money coming or the children being taken care of, that sort of thing. And but when you have the confidence in trusting that the universe or the goddess energy, you know, whatever you really feel comfortable attuning to, comes through, and, you know, you really make that commitment from the heart space, it happens. It really happens. You know, I myself self-experienced this, you know, just experienced this recently, and, you know, experienced it all the time, but with the program, I'm in actually several programs at the same time right now, and it's quite a bit of money every month, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is a mortgage, my mortgage payment. So how can I do this and keep everything? And, it, you know, here it is, the 22nd of the month, and my tuitions are due on the 1st, and I have all the money already. So it's really amazing the difference that it makes when you come from a heart-centered and you make a commitment, how the universe will pull through. And the thing is, we can't question how it comes. We just have to trust that it will. So let's grab the next caller because they've been on hold for half an hour, like 29 minutes. So they must be really excited about getting on the air. So this is area code 847, and the last four digits are 6943. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Cynthia. It's Sandy from Chicago.
Hello.
And hi, Velvet Dawn.
Sandy from Chicago. Oh, so happy you called
me.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about this show. It's been wonderful.
I'm really excited, too. I'm really excited that you called in.
Well, I'm thankful I can.
I'm thankful you could as well. So what can we help you with tonight, Sandy?
Well, I'm kind of thinking about relocation as far as living. Mm-hmm. That's probably the only thing right now that I'm interested in, to find mm-hmm. more about it. And, you know, if it, you know, what's involved with it and if it's good for me.
I'm picking up that you're looking at moving down south. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Are you looking more towards next year rather than this year, or maybe even a little bit further down the line from that?
It may be next year. It may be further down the line. Not right away, but I'd say probably within the next few years.
Okay. I'm getting a big green light. You know, it looks like what my guides are saying is planning.
Okay, that sounds important.
Okay. And let's see what Velvet Dawn has for you, because the goddesses can be really helpful with this as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, Sandy. Thank you for calling in. Thank you,
Isabella.
You're welcome. So I was chuckling again because I drew, as soon as the caller says the name, I draw the card. So I didn't hear your question. So the goddess that came through for you is Eos. It's E-O-S. And she is the Greek goddess. You can Google her and find her. I might actually post her on my Facebook page so you can see her card. But she is this beautiful winged Greek goddess with wings, and she's got these two white horses pulling her chariot. And the healing quality that is represented in my oracle card is rebirth. So when you asked about moving, I'm like, yes. That's exactly what you should be doing. So I want you to write her name down, E-O-S.
I have it down.
Okay, good. And I want you to ask her to guide you on all the steps for your move, okay? Because she's going to help everything, your relocation, you know, the house that you're moving to, and everything else that goes along with it. Because she's about rebirth, because you're really wanting to move into the next phase of your life. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. So I'm just going to read a little bit about, so she is the goddess of the new dawn. And the crystal that I've associated with Eos is called the Infinite Stone. So if you want to write that down, it's the Infinite Stone. And it's known as the Healer Stone. It's a powerful earth element stone that renews energy and aligns one's energy with the earth. It provides a nurturing energy from the root chakra to the heart. This crystal repatterns the auric field and activates kundalini and works on all levels of the self. So the affirmation for Eos in my cards is, I am embracing the infinite energy of one as we all assist Mother Earth and Eos in ushering in the energy of the new dawn, bringing in an infinite energy of light to the human collective, shifting into the next dimension. So that's what you're doing. You are literally shifting yourself into the next dimension. So you're going to be, you'll find yourself moving to a location with a really high frequency. There may be vortexes there. It's going to be a very sacred land that you're going to be moving to, and it's going to work with you to shift your spirituality to the next level of ascension. So really powerful for you, but just keep calling on Eos. And working with her, and she will guide everything for you, okay? Just get in the chariot and go for a ride.
I would love to go for a ride with Eos. thank you so much, Bev. I really, this has really been helpful to me, and it encourages me as well. I can't wait to get your cards.
I know. I can't wait for them, too. I'm so excited. Thank you. There's one more thing, though, I want to add to that, Sandy, is that Eos is, like, she is literally lifting up the darkness of the night and ushering in the light of the new dawn. So that's what you're doing. You've been through some hard times. You've been through some darkness, some pain, some wounds. But really what's coming for you is a lot of light, carefree, peaceful inner tranquility. So you're going to have an amazing, amazing next few years. So I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy to share those words and for Cynthia to have her show so that we all have this wonderful opportunity to learn. So thank you to both of you. I'll let you get to your next caller.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. And I just want to say, knowing I do know Sandy, and Velvet Dawn, you are completely accurately on the hitting the nail on the head when you say she's been through a lot. And she really is rebirthing now. So I just want to say congratulations, Velvet Dawn, because you are doing the hard work and you're coming out on the other side. And I've seen amazing changes with you in the last year. So congratulations for making the commitment to yourself. And, you really have stepped out of your comfort and really I give you a lot of credit. So keep up the good work.
Out of love to you for helping me through those times. And, again, thanks for the wonderful show. And, Valva, I cannot wait for your cards. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
much, Sandy. All right. Take care. Oh, I love that. We lost a couple of callers. Mercury is still in retrograde. So I know the I'm having a little static off and on my end. So I'm not sure if, there's storms going on or whatever across the country. But anyway, if you have dropped a call and would like to call back in, the guest call-in number, we don't have much time, but we might be able to squeeze one more in, 818-691-7313. And that was really beautiful and amazing, Velvet Dawn, because Sandy, like I said, has really grown leaps and bounds in the last year, and that reading was absolutely perfect for her. It just, brought everything together.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, I see a beautiful light surrounding her and supporting her. Like, she's infinitely supported, so it's just beautiful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I wanted to ask you, for myself, personally, I've always loved the goddess Isis. So what is Isis all about?
So you're going to laugh. So Isis, I call her the kick your butt goddess. She, I know, does that ring a bell with you?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I was doing my book, she's the first goddess that came forward, and I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder why she's the first goddess. Well, she literally would sit me down and make time. So she's about balance, Cynthia. So she's about creating, you know, time for you. She will literally, like, energetically, if you think you're going to, you know, avoid a task, which is you've been intuitively guided to share with the world to assist the ascension, and you're trying to avoid it by going off your path, Isis is the Egyptian goddess of balance, and she will make sure that you stay on task. So if you call on her or invoke her to help you with a task in your life, you just better be ready to buckle down and get the work done, because, you know, she brings balance to your life, and she's probably one of the strongest ones that I've worked with. She's very wise. And how I know she's around me is I will get this cool, cold breeze. So it can be like 30 degrees Celsius, which I know you guys aren't in Celsius. You're in Fahrenheit down there.
About 70, 75, yeah.
Yeah. And if Isis, if I work with her, I'm just freezing. So her energy is very cold and ancient, but very wise. And the crystal connected to her is the lapis lazuli crystal. So it's that beautiful blue. Yeah. So, yeah, I can see why you've been connected to her, because she's been behind you the whole way saying, come on, girlfriend, I'm going to keep you on track.
Yeah, well, you know, I shouldn't be surprised that that's what she's all about, because I am part of my personality is I am I'm very creative, which can make me very scatterbrained because I have so many things going on at the same time, because I work best when I have a lot of things happening. I get bored if I have just one thing working on at one time. But also, I have a powerful, I'm trying to think of the term. I can't think of it. I'm a charismatic leader. So sometimes I can you know, do things, my charismatic lady could step forward and I can take up a lot of my time, for example, talking to someone in the supermarket about some, you know, health thing or whatever, who I, and spend an hour doing that when I really should be writing my book.
Okay. So she is inviting you to really ask her to help you with writing your book. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
She's been around for a while, and I've sort of just let her just be there.
Yeah. Can I? I drew one more goddess for you.
Can I
share her with you? Is that okay?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
So the other goddess that I drew for you, Cynthia, is Aphrodite. So she's another Taurus I know. So, yeah, she is the Greek goddess for feminine energy. So she's just really wanting you to work with that sacral chakra and just keep expanding your creativity and ask her, too, to help you in working with your book, right, to make it fun, because I feel like part of you is putting it off because you're in your head a lot with it, that, you know, there's a lot of judgment that you're putting on yourself about your book. But everybody will love your book, and they're waiting for your book. So please keep writing your book so that we all can listen to the words.
Well, thank you so much. And that she's, again, perfect for that as well, because, yeah, you're absolutely right. I am very critical of, I am. And, you know, it's not always very helpful when you're trying to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe we only have 3 minutes left. The time just went by so fast. So is there anything else, Velvedon, that you want to touch on? I know that in the book you have goddesses from all different religions and all different cultures and things like that. Because some of us, some people out there listening may think, well, you know, my religion doesn't have goddesses or something, or why are there Greek goddesses in here, and why are there these other goddesses from these other areas in here? How does it pull it all together?
So when I wrote the book, you know, I too can relate to what you're saying about judgment. I thought, here I am writing a book, and I'm bringing all of these divine feminine energies from all of the religions, all the cultures. You know, here's Mother Mary with Kali, the Hindu goddess, right? And
mm-hmm.
I heard them strongly say, it's okay, the world needs this. We need to let go of the segregation that has been created from the mind, and we need to come into a heart space. Because really we're all one. That's what we came from, the creator. And so that's what I did, is I put all the religions together in one book and let go of all of the segregation of judgment that we have towards each other, and really just coming from the heart space of love, because that's what we need to be doing in this next dimension that we're moving into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, that makes so much sense. I often say that all religions are based on the same tenets when you look at them. So, it really doesn't matter. It's just they all take us to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like in your book, bringing all the goddesses together, I think that's just absolutely brilliant and beautiful. And we only have a minute and 30 seconds left. And, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about or mention your Goddess Girl Power workshop for girls ages 8 to 18, which is, amazing and remarkable. And it's a mother-daughter retreat. And do you have any of those coming up soon, Velvedon?
I'm going to be announcing the dates for those. I will do a Goddess Girl. I haven't got it planned yet, but there will be one in the fall of 2014. And if I have enough interest for the mother-daughter, if not, I for sure will be planning it in the spring of 2015. But I dearly love teaching young girls to empower themselves from the inside out and to be confident, to be loving, and to deal with all the problems that kids have with self-empowerment.
Right. And it would save, so much heartache, really, with a lot of girls, because, girls would be living in a space where they would know that, hey, you know, this isn't a nice way to be treated, and I don't have to do that. So we have 30 seconds left. I want to say thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I'm so glad that we were able to connect and get you on. And please go check out Velvet Dawn's website, velvetdawn.com, or also goddessgirlpower.com. You can find Velvet Dawn on Facebook. And I, again, thank you so much for being on. It was really a great show. And I hope to have you on again soon because there's so much more to talk about.
I know. Thank you, Cynthia. You are doing beautiful things in the world. You're a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful goddess. And I thank you so much. So thank you. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. Many blessings to you as well.